District 13 includes the city of Palmer, Hatcher Pass, and surrounding farmland just short of the Wasilla line. Palmer small businessman David Cheesham says the city can flourish economically without losing its small-town charm. Cheesham worries about losing the farmland that gives the Matanuska Valley its character, and he is concerned about the lack of Alaska facilities dedicated to feeding Alaska citizens.
There are only two barges that bring food up twice a week, and there's just so much food on the shelves at any given time. And we want to promote all kinds of development, but we need to identify the farmland that has the potential to feed Alaska.
Disappearing agricultural land, soaring energy costs, and transportation top Cheesham's list of challenges.
There's a huge cry out here for better public transportation and eventually commuter rail and to Anchorage. And we as a state are going to need it because we need to make better use of the roads we have. We are locked into a situation, and this is so Los Angeles that we are in this model, this old school where we grow out and out and out instead of making use of the roads that we have now. Because we'll never, as the population grows, you never catch up.
He says the promotion of new jobs is essential to the valley.
And there's a model that I want to follow in Palmer with their industrial park. It's sort of like a industrial homestead, an economic improvement area where they've created incentives for businesses to open up shop here. And I think state support to the municipalities so that the local government can set the standards and create the incentives for the kind of businesses that they want.
Cheesham says the state's future economy is unpredictable and stresses that education at all levels attracts business.
When we put our eggs in the oil production basket, we should have been thinking right then, along with that comes advanced education.
He says a diverse economy and diverse energy sources depend on higher education of all varieties. Carl Gatto beat two challengers in the August Republican primary. The three-term legislator says District 13's big challenge is growth.
We're growing faster than anywhere else. And when you keep adding people, then you keep putting more and more cars on the highway, more and more kids in the school, more and more work for police, more seniors. If we were a stable population, we wouldn't have the additional stressors.
Gatto is concerned about conflicting land use issues in the Matanuska Valley.
I think with this meltdown in the economy that we're not going to see a big change in, taking a farm and converting it to 200 homes. So I think the pressure has greatly diminished, but it's been my goal for some time to do what I can to see that at least the flavor in the valley, that part of it we protect to some degree.
He says his constituency's main concern is the Alaskan economy and the high price of fuel. Gatto is involved in the State Judiciary Committee's hearings on the disparity in the price of gasoline between Alaska and the lower 48. Gatto says although next year's state budget cycle will still be flush with the revenues from this year's high oil prices, the next legislature will have to deal with the fact that the price per barrel is slipping rapidly.
So we will hopefully do what I want, and that is to have an endowment where we put the CBR, all of the money that we generate that we can, and save it in a trust or an endowment or a fund, and that fund exists for the sole purpose of spinning off revenue.
Gatto says that plan depends on a change in the state constitution. I'm Ellen Lockyer.